Dr. Schneider dictating a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Richard Easton, EASTIN. This goes to the VA. On 8/17/22, Mr. Easton performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators period. In the paragraph, the air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated April 5th, 2022, there's been no significant change period. In the paragraph, impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on patient Talmadge Holden, H-O-L-D-E-N. On 8/17/22, Mr. Holden performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 1/5/22. There's been no significant change period in a paragraph impression moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next is a pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on William Virus, B-Y-R-U-S. This goes to Adam Thompson, comma, PA. On 8/15/22, Mr. Virus performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. There was no significant airways obstruction, and there was a poor effort after bronchodilators, period, a paragraph impression, mild restriction without airways obstruction, and without bronchioreactivity. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Nancy Ludlow. This goes to Dr. Alex Newsom. On 8/17/22, Mrs. Ludlow performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction period. After bronchodilators, there was minimal improvement, still leaving the patient with a moderate to severe degree of airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. The paragraph impression, moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Dennis Hogan. This goes to Dr. Daniel Sappenfield. On 8/17/22, Mr. Hogan performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired. And there's a severe impairment in flow rates, period. Although the air velocity index was greater than 1, comma, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators. And when compared to a prior study dated 2/2/22, there's been no significant change, period. A paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression, period. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Lawrence Tedesco. This goes to Dr. Murphy. On 8/17/22, Mr. Tedesco performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, period. There was no significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity noted, period. The air velocity index was greater than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was greater than 0.8, period. Paragraph, impression moderate restriction without airways obstruction and without bronchoreactivity, period. Next is a 6-minute walk test on patient Lawrence Tedesco. This goes to Dr. Timothy Murphy. On 8/17/22, Mr. Tedesco performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97%, period. After walking 310 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 90%, period. New paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Thank you.